is Lee Marshall, CKLW 2020 News. An unidentified young boy was riding his bike on Van Dyke near Lentz this afternoon when a steel truck collided with that boy, knocking him about 20 feet. Eyewitness James Mays was there. He called the law, then called the Big 8 to say it was enough to make you sick.
Well, they just moved the steel truck off of part of the body, and they were using shovels to put part of the smashed parts in plastic bags. And they put what was left of him on a stretcher and loaded it in back to one of the emergency units. And they have just pulled a steel truck off so they could get the rest of it. And he's squashed beyond recognition. You can't tell it's a little boy even, really. And they just put him in the truck and get ready to take him away.
Meanwhile, a body was discovered in a car on I-75 near the London Overpass in Lincoln Park. The car was registered to a Detroit owner, but the corpse was discovered without any identification. An eyewitness buzzed the Big 8 with word that the body was found with a bullet in the back of the head. We asked Lieutenant Robert Heyer of Lincoln Park Police if there's any truth to that story.
Yes, we do have a bullet wound of the head. And how many wounds, we don't know as yet until we can get him out here and really examine him.
When you see it happen, the Big 8 wants to know about it on the hotlines at 254-CKLW in Windsor and 961-NEWS in Detroit. It's 20 minutes before 6. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. And there he was, the big, burly, hard, steel-hauling man sitting in the cab of his rig on Van Dyke and Lentz. Crying.
The light had turned green for the little boy to cross the street, and as soon as it turned green, he jumped out into the street, and that the steel truck was coming pretty fast with the load of steel behind him and couldn't stop. And it came through the light and hit the little boy and knocked him about 15 to 20 feet, and then hit him again, and 8 wheels of the truck ran over him. And crushed him pretty bad. And the truck driver's sitting behind the wheel of the truck now, crying pretty bad.
Fred B. Marshall of Niles has a brand new bank account bulging with the $200,000 he won at today's Michigan Lottery Super Draw. This week's lucky lottery numbers are 595 and 460. Either set of digits on your ticket is worth $25. Should you be fortunate enough to have 595 and 460 on your ticket, you're in line for next week's Super Draw and a shot at $200,000. Those winning numbers of 595 and 460 are heard exclusively every week on the Big 8. Lee Marshall, 2020 News. The carcass has been pulled from a car along I-75 in Lincoln Park.
Well, the Michigan State Police Crime Laboratory technicians are here. We're beginning to process the car for trace evidence and take the body from the car, search it, and see if we can come up with some identification. And if we fail to identify it, we'll take fingerprints. Prints and check with Detroit Police and see if we can come up with an identification.
That Lincoln Park policeman says passersby located the automobile near the London Overpass. The Big 8 put wise to that one by a call on the confidential hotlines. When you see a happening under your nose, tell us at 254-CKLW in Windsor, 961-NEWS in Detroit. We offer a weekly cash award and pay $1,000 each year for the year's biggest story. 20 minutes before 12. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. The Hitless Tigers could use this guy's talents. Mount Clemens police have a 36-year-old man in custody. It seems he got home about 5 o'clock this morning from an all-night spree. That ticked off the little lady who unleashed a verbal barrage at the man. That apparently the last straw for him. He picked up his genuine Willie Mays Powerized Lightning Strike Louisville Slugger baseball bat and proceeded to hit a 1,000 on the woman's head. She's dead. He then turned on the children. They're in serious condition. Rape on the 7th floor of the City County Building in Detroit, and you're hearing it first on the Big 8.
A secretary from the mayor's office boarded the elevator on the 11th floor. One man already on. He pulled a knife, forced her off on the now vacant 7th floor, took her to room 724 and raped her. Screams were heard all over. Officers on the 11th went down to check, couldn't find the room, and by the time they did, the sex deviant was gone. The helpless secretary just lying on the floor. She's in good condition, but shaken. Elevators don't stop on the 7th floor now, and security inside the building has been beefed up considerably. Randall Carlisle, 2020 News.
When you see news happen near you, tell the Big 8 anytime. Motor City Mayor Roman Gribbs has a mad on for an unidentified rapist. A butcher knife wielding pervert cornered a secretary in the elevator at Detroit City County Building and rode her to the vacant 7th floor and proceeded to sexually assault her. After the incident, he put his blade away and bolted, leaving the young secretary to fare on her own. The seventh floor has been vacant since the 2nd of March, as the county is expected to occupy it within 90 days. Guards are being considered for future surveillance of the crime-stained seventh floor. Lee Marshall, 2020 News. 4-6, this is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. A gang out fishing this afternoon pulled up something they weren't planning on for dinner.
The kids were fishing in the canal over there, and they spotted something wrapped in a blanket. And it wasn't the first time this thing was spotted. Before, a day or so ago, one of the kids mentioned it. But this time it came up to the surface, I guess, and one of the kids got his hook caught in it.
It turned out to be a rotting body. Eyewitness Charles Evans tells the 2020 Hotlines that stiff sink to the bottom then. That's when police were called in. The worm-baited hook belonging to Victoria Finley, who tells what that floater looked like.
She was black, she had short hair, and she had a rag tied around her neck, and she had a crook tied around her legs, and her hands was tied up.
That thrilling catch pulled from the water along Harding between Jefferson and the canal. Wayne County Sheriff Bill Lucas having a stiff of his own to worry about. That body located south of Ecorns in Van Buren Township. The man shot in the head right through the blanket he was wrapped in.
His body was found in an open field. The Wayne County Sheriff's Detective are currently investigating to try to identify him. It's interesting that in his pocket at the time was found a police-type badge, which he apparently used to identify himself.
Grim Reaper sharpened side striking in Trenton today, an unidentified boy about 3 or 4 years old felled by flying hot lead on a target range. That young life snuffed out when he rounded a hill and caught a bullet in the head. Hotline News, you know, to the Big 8. Anytime, 24 hours a day. We wait for your call at 254-CKLW in Windsor, 961-NEWS in Detroit. We offer a weekly cash award, and once each year, $1,000 for the big story. 6 Detroit smoke eaters get bravery awards. Fire Commission Secretary Marion Holland.